This is Martian Gardens. You're listening to program 864, hour 3. My name is Max, and Martian Gardens is your weekly dose of contemporary classical and experimental music. We are starting this third hour with music from two composers, both named John Gibson. The first, John Gibson, known for his electroacoustic music, has a CD out on Innova Recordings called Traces, and we'll hear a piece called Day Trip. And the second, John Gibson, spelled J-O-N, is famous for his minimalism and best known for his work with Philip Glass in the 1970s. And he's got a suite out called Relative Calm. Pieces recorded but never released in 1980 and 1981. We'll hear the final portion of Relative Calm called Return, and this features saxophone by John Gibson, synthesizer by Joseph Kubera, and percussion by David Van Tegum. And this is a new release of old material on New World Records. The first John Gibson, J-O-H-N, we start right now with electroacoustic music recorded in New York's Chinatown. This is called Day Trip, and it runs about 9 minutes. And the John Gibson piece, the other J-O-N John Gibson piece called Return, runs about 17 minutes, so we have about 25 minutes worth of material ahead of us in this first hour. John Gibson, J-O-H-N, this is called Day Trip. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was a minimalist piece for modern dance called Relative Calm, music by John Gibson, and that piece was choreographed by Lucinda Childs. That was the final of the four sections in this 1981 composition called Return, and that featured John Gibson on saxophone, Joseph Kubera on keyboard, and David Van Tegum on percussion, recorded at Looking Glass Studios in New York between 1980 and 1981. John Gibson, Relative Calm, and we heard two composers, both called John Gibson, and both having releases new out this year. That was John J-O-N, the minimalist, John Gibson, and before that we heard from the electroacoustic music composer John Gibson, J-O-H-N, and that was a piece from his CD called Traces, called Day Trip, and John Gibson, J-O-H-N, is now professor of composition and electroacoustic music at the Indiana University at Jacobs School of Music. That was an Innova Recordings release, John Gibson, Traces. John, J-O-N, John Gibson, and Lucinda Childs both worked extensively with Philip Glass, and both worked on one of the most famous pieces of minimalism, Philip Glass's five-hour-long opera Einstein on the Beach. I wanted to get to one of those pieces, especially one that had both John Gibson and Lucinda Childs. So we'll hear a section from Einstein on the Beach called Spaceship, which features John Gibson on flute with the voice of Lucinda Childs, who also choreographed extensively on Einstein on the Beach. We'll hear from the Elektra Nonesuch 3-CD set. Piece Spaceship ends on such a climactic note that it's hard to follow it up with anything without an anticlimax, which I didn't want to do. So I put before it music from George Todd, staying here in the 80s with synclavier music called Romance, a 1987 composition by George Todd, who taught for many, many years at Middlebury College in Vermont. This piece runs about 8 minutes or 8.5 minutes, and the Philip Glass piece will run about 12.5 minutes. This is first before Philip Glass and Spaceship. We'll hear electroacoustic music by George Todd, performed on digital synclavier from his CD Green Ideas Furiously Asleep. This is called Romance. Thank you. That was a robust piece of minimalism from Philip Glass's opera Einstein on the Beach, composed by Philip Glass with Robert Wilson as set designer and Lucinda Williams as one of the choreographers. And Lucinda Williams was also in the chorus there as well. And so was John Gibson, who was one of the composers we heard earlier in the set. John Gibson was the flutist on that piece. Philip Glass and the Philip Glass Ensemble and Chorus. That was Einstein on the Beach, a studio version recorded in 1993 for a 3-CD set on Elektra Nonesuch. And before Philip Glass, we heard a delicate piece of synclavier music from George Todd, Long of Middlebury College in Vermont. That was called Romance, a 1987 composition, featured on a collection of George Todd's pieces called Green Ideas Furiously Asleep, which was released on the Electronic Music Foundation in 1996. We'll end the program this third hour of Martian Gardens. This is episode 864, hour 3. You can hear all 3 hours of the weekly Martian Gardens programs downloadable at Radio for All. That's radio, numeral 4, ALL, radioforall.net. My name is Max. The Martian Gardens playlist are at martiangardens.blogspot.com for complete information and links. martiangardens.blogspot.com. We'll hear a final piece, John Adams, Short Ride in a Fast Machine. This is a 1986 piece, another minimalist composer, John Adams. And this comes from a CD set called The Minimalists, a collection on Mode Records.
Thank you.